think we need to start with, like, what is the bull case? Like, why should Apple get into cars?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why they got into it. One of the ones that's been heavily reported is a little bit more instrumental, which is the idea that Tesla at the time, 2014, was poaching a huge amount of their talent. Mm. So hardware and software designers. Because, again, the Tesla bet, at least under Musk's stewardship, has been that software is what will dominate the future of cars.
Mm.
Like, if you have a phenomenal software experience, that is going to put you ahead of companies like Ford. You can kind of see that playing out now in the sense that there are lots of cars which are probably objectively better than Teslas in certain ways, but the software experience on a Tesla is a lot better than any comparable, any kind of car. Like, you get in a top shelf, like Ford Raptor or whatever, and you see people use like the in-car entertainment system and you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
This car costs like $150,000.
Yeah.
And the software looks like an Android phone from 6 years ago.
Yeah, the original Android tablet.
Yeah, but that also kind of plays into the Apple case for why they wanted to build it. Apple makes great software.
Yep, and this was part of my bull case. They make great software. They marry software and hardware together. Now, yes, you might point out that they don't make engines, and most of the things they make don't actually move intentionally nowadays. They don't do a lot of kind of mechanized products.
Yep.
But however, they do marry hardware and software. And again, in the early days, it was reported when Johnny Ive sat down with, you know, a bunch of the top brass and they were like, let's just work out if we could make the car we want with all the features we want, let's just work out how much that would cost. And they sat down and they kind of got the Excel spreadsheet out and they wrote in all of the features and everything they want. And they looked at it, plus the Apple margin, of course, like had to be on top of it. And it was $350,000 American.
Yeah.
So they realized they had to kind of scale that back a little bit.
Well, I mean, this is also part of the bull case, right? Which is that Apple is functionally and has been for a while a luxury brand.
Yes.
Like it is a brand with like a huge amount of power. People buy it. Like if you want to appear to be someone who's spending a lot of money on the phone, you're not going to buy a gold encrusted Android. You're going to buy an iPhone 15 Pro Max and whatever in rose gold.
They're expensive.
They're expensive
devices.
They're
expensive. You know they're expensive. Everyone knows they're expensive.
And they project status and that is the car market.
Yeah.
Like a huge, unless you're buying like a Honda Civic that can get the kids from home to school.
From A to B.
If you're anyone, if you're interested in cars in any way, like the prestige and status is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
Right?
So it kind of makes sense from that perspective. And, you know, I kind of saw it. But I will say, well, then now I guess we go to like the downside or like why people are claiming, I knew this would never going to work. There are many reasons. One, cars are just hard to make. Most people who've been making cars, with the exception of like Tesla.
Yeah. And this is the thing that makes Tesla a very impressive company.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your thoughts are about the actual car and the guy who runs the company.
Yeah.
Taking a car company from zero to 100 over the course of like a bit over a decade is quite impressive, right? It's like, it's hard to get any level of production going. Ford has like 120 years of history.
Yeah.
And Toyota's production method was so revolutionary, the Toyota production system, that it's completely changed like how the planet works.
Yeah, exactly. Like every factory on Earth now integrates it in one way or another.
Like uses the playbook that Toyota made for every product.
There's highly paid consultants that go around to like warehouses talking about how you could more align it with the Toyota manual.
Including like the production systems that go into the iPhone. Mm. They wouldn't look the way they do without Toyota.
But yeah, point being,
it's hard.
It's hard to make cars. And even then, most of these car companies would fail without government assistance. It's a low margin business. It's really hard to predict demand. They have really long cycles for like designing and manufacturing, blah, blah, blah. And just hard to make work. And so the idea that Apple could just come in and build something they've never built before, especially in like the EV space, was always arrogant. And literally that's the word people are throwing around. Like it's arrogant to think that they could just build a car from scratch.
I mean, yeah, it's not like
they have no experience doing it.
And also, I mean, this feeds into it when you're talking about the Apple margin before. Cars are a low margin business.
Mm.
Like in absolute terms, each individual car makes a few thousand dollars, but on the scale that they get made, if an Apple released a car, they would not be making as many of them as they make iPhones or Macs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's relatively a low margin business for the amount of investment that goes into it, which is not really what Apple likes to play in, generally speaking.
If
If you're listening to this, did you know there's another world out there where you get a second episode of Down Round a week?
Yep, it's called Down Round Premium.
That's right, and there's no interruptions.
No interruptions, no ads, two episodes a week, including the free one you're getting right now, plus another one.
Yep, $7 a month, not a week, a month, downround.net, downround.net, instant access to the whole back catalogue as well. You've got so much to catch up on.
There's so much. Get around it.